63. Captain Arthur Joyce, R.N., was a happy man. He stooped over his cabin desk, his hands placed open and flat on either side of the spread Admiralty chart. He glowed with satisfaction as he looked down at the hand-drawn circle in crude blue pencil, as though it were the signature of the President of the Bank of England on a cheque for £1 million. "Good," he said. "Oh, very good." And he pursed his lips as though he were about to whistle Tipperary. Instead, he made a sucking sound and smiled across at Sebastian. Behind his flattened nose and blue-ringed eyes, Sebastian smiled back at him. "A damn good show, old Smith." Joyce's expression changed. The little lights of recognition sparkled suddenly in his eyes. "Old Smith," he repeated. "I say, didn't you open the bowling for Sussex in the 1911 cricket season?"
"That's right, sir."
"Good Lord!" Joyce beamed at him. "I'll never forget your opening over to Yorkshire in the first match of the season. You dismissed Graham and Pendridge for 2 runs. 2 for 2, hey?"
2 for 2 it was. Sebastian liked this man.
"Fiery stuff. And then you made 55 runs?
65, Sebastian corrected him. "A record 9th wicket partnership with Clifford Dumont of 186.
"Yes, yes, I remember it well. Fiery stuff. You were damned unlucky not to play for England."
"Oh, I don't know about that," said Sebastian in modest agreement.
"Yes, you were." Joyce pursed his lips again. "Damned unlucky."
Flynn O'Flynn had not understood a word of this. He was thrashing about in his chair like an old buffalo in a trap, bored to the point of pain. Rosa Oldsmith had understood no more than he had, but she was fascinated. It was clear that Captain Joyce knew of some outstanding accomplishment of Sebastian's, and if a man like Joyce knew of it, then Sebastian was famous. She felt pride swell in her chest, and she smiled on Sebastian also.
"I didn't know, Sebastian. Why didn't you tell me?"
She glowed warmly at him.
"Some other time," Joyce interrupted quickly. "Now we must get on with this other business."
And he returned his attention to the chart on the desk.
"Now I want you to cast your mind back. Shut your eyes and try to see it again. Every detail you can remember, every little detail. It might be important. Did you see any signs of damage?"
Obediently, Sebastian closed his eyes and was surprised at how vividly the acid of fear had engraved the picture of Blücher on his mind.
"Yes," he said. "There were holes in her, hundreds of holes, little black ones. And at the front end, the bows, there were trapezes hanging down on ropes near the water. You know, the kind that they use when they paint a high building."
Joyce nodded at his secretary to record every word of it.